and my daughter.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Money and My Daughter, the personal finance podcast for young parents. My name is Jared Locke, and I'm the father of a two-year-old daughter, as well as the author of the Money and My Daughter blog. Among other things, I write articles helping young parents manage their money. I've been published in Mamma Mia, Business Insider, and the Australian Financial Review. I'm starting this podcast to help young parents and future young parents achieve their financial goals and grow their wealth. Helping me out will be my daughter and the stories of well-known celebrities. My daughter will introduce the segments, and as for the celebrities, we'll unpack interesting parts of their stories to help us understand the good and the bad of personal money management. This week, we're looking at goals for your personal finances and the story of Jim Carrey's fake $10 million check.
Why?
We all want things for our children, our families, and for ourselves. And goals really set the foundation for achieving those things. Setting clear goals for the things that we want is the first step towards making a plan for how we can genuinely achieve them. And some examples of goals we might have as parents are buying a family home, sending our children to a certain school, or owning a type of family car.
Definition.
The definition of a goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort. But we can make that a lot more practical for our personal finances by using something called SMART goals. And SMART is an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. So let's take the example of a family home. Specific is a three-bedroom family home with a back garden and off-street parking in a certain suburb costing, let's say, $600,000. Measurable: save a 10% deposit of $60,000 over 4 years. Achievable: based on a family income, you could save $15,000 a year, let's say. And realistic. Well, I mean, realistic is a subjective measure, but as a parent, I think the priority of owning a family home isn't going to change. And lastly, timely. So let's say you start saving next month and have the deposit in 4 years and buy the home in the fifth year. So we've gone through SMART, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. And this is how we can take a goal and turn it into something really practical.
What can I do for you?
Goals define what we're doing and why we're doing it. And they give us purpose to our lives. They also motivate us to work really hard towards them. And they give us a sense of achievement as we reach milestones towards those goals and achieve them. So, you know, let's use the example of buying a family home. Having that clear goal means the income we make has such a greater purpose than just paying the bills. We're now motivated to keep saving towards that goal of owning a family home. And with each, let's say, $1,000 we save towards that goal of having a deposit for the family home, we're one step closer to achieving it.
My story.
It's fine for me to talk with you about your goals, but what about mine? Well, 4 years before my daughter was born, I set a goal that I wanted to be able to offer her any high school education of my and my wife's choice. The cost of the most expensive high school education in Melbourne, where we live, will be about $280,000 by the time our daughter starts high school. And that's a lot of money. And this goal motivated me to research how I could achieve it and make a plan to achieve it and actually start that plan. And without getting into all the little details, which we will later in this podcast, but the short story is that on the day my daughter was born, the education fund I set up for her was much larger than I expected. And it was actually large enough that on that day, on the day she was born, it could have paid for an average costing private high school education for her. And that wasn't actually the goal. The goal was to pay for any private high school for her. But it was really motivating as an achievement, that milestone, and it really gave me a nice sense of achievement and progress towards that ultimate goal.
Hi, first fact.
So a really interesting fact about goals is creating them is great, but writing them down is better. And we see this in the experiment that psychology professor Dr. Gail Matthews at the Dominican University of California did, where she led a study on goal setting with nearly 270 participants. And the results were that you are 42% more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down.
Celebrity story.
So this is the part of the podcast episode where we have a look at a celebrity story that really illustrates the aspect of young families managing our personal finances that we're looking at today. And the story we're looking at is about Jim Carrey and how he used a fake $10 million check to achieve his goals. So here we go. Jim Carrey is the father of a daughter. He's also an actor, famous for roles in movies Dumb and Dumber, The Mask, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and lots of others. And Jim Carrey began his acting career as a comedian, and he was really determined to become a successful actor. Initially, though, his comedy acts bombed, and this gave him real doubts about his capabilities as a professional entertainer. He also had financial struggles with regards to his family and his parents. And it made it really difficult for them, his parents, to support his ambitions. And in 1985, at 23 years old, Jim Carrey was really struggling to find the success that he wanted. At that time, though, he wrote himself a $10 million check for acting services rendered and dated it 3 years in the future. And he kept it in his wallet at all times. 3 years later, he found out that he was cast in the movie Dumb and Dumber for $10 million, which is amazing. And it really does go to illustrate the value and importance of both having goals, but also writing them down. And I think it's best if we hear it from Jim Carrey himself talking on Oprah about that exact experience.
So didn't you write yourself a check? I heard that you did. Is that true?
I wrote myself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered, and I gave myself 5 years, or 3 years maybe, and I dated it Thanksgiving 1995, and I put it in my wallet, and I kept it there, and it deteriorated and deteriorated and stuff, but then just before Thanksgiving 1995, I found out that I was going to make $10 million on, I think it was Dumb and Dumber, maybe.
Dumb and Dumber, yeah.
Yeah.
So you visualize yourself like...
What do we know?
So today we've learned that it's really valuable and important to turn the things we want for ourselves and our children and our family into clear goals. And I've offered the option of using SMART goals. We've also found that it's really important to write your goals down, because if you do, you're 44% more likely to achieve them. And finally, I think it's also important for me to say that you should keep listening to this podcast, and we'll continue our step-by-step approach towards building the knowledge you need of personal finances to achieve your goals for yourself, your children, and your family. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Money and My Daughter. If you like it, please subscribe and leave a review. Before we go, I need to say that the information shared in Money and My Daughter is general in nature and doesn't consider your individual circumstances. Money and My Daughter exists purely for educational purposes only and should not be relied upon to make an investment or a financial decision. Thanks again, and look forward to seeing you next episode. Bye.
Money and My Daughter.